Hello? Hello? Put Mr. Ruther on, please, for the president. Thank you. Hello? Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you, Mr. Ruther. One moment, please.
Yes?
Good. I just wanted to report very briefly that I worked the whole weekend on that Mississippi thing, and I finally got a hold of Roy Wilkins. I wasn't able to run him down because he was on the road. And after I talked to him, I asked him to call you. Did he?
Yeah, call yeah, he called me. I had a long talk with him last night.
Well, now, here's the problem. I mean, I think Roy is the most reliable friend we have in this whole group. And I think his judgment is sound. And he just says that with these three murders down there and this whole emotional thing, that he doesn't think that anyone can handle this thing. And he was hopeful that it could be resolved on the basis of the proposal that was in the Louisville Courier Journal. Did you see Barry Bingham's editorial?
No, but Roy told me about the idea of seating them both, and I explored it with some folks. Here, and I just think that would really screw us up good and proper. We'd have more damn wars than you ever saw.
You think so?
Oh, I know we would. Who's going to sit with the banner? Who's going to haul the banner in demonstration? Some of the best friends you got here just laughed, said nobody really seriously proposed this, did they? And I said, yes, we did. But it was pretty unanimous that that nothing like that would work. The big problem now is, I just talked to, I'm afraid there's a good many of them are not going to want to come. I just talked to Governor Sanders in Georgia. He's one of our best ones, and he's calling me about what he was saying about civil rights, which was very, very good, very generous, talking to law enforcement, law observance, following the law of the land, trying it, and all that stuff. But he got off on education. He wants to make a loan to every schoolboy and girl, college, which is a hell of a good idea, and I'm for it. A guaranteed government loan. I introduced him as hell. Then he got off on the Mississippi thing, and I just thought I'd test him, and I said, well, what if we just let the, we got a harmonious convention, and why in the hell we want to run people out of it, I don't know. And there is no legal case against the Mississippi delegation. And if you go to throwing the law to the winds on conventions, you can't expect to enforce it on civil rights or prohibition or anything else. So we've got to do something. I've talked to Roy Wilkins and these folks, and they just say they want law and order on civil rights, but we don't want law and order on a convention. And they're not raising much hell about Alabama that's got no law and order. They've got no right to sit in the convention. But Hubert Humphrey and Mike Mansfield told the Mississippi senators that if they comply with all the rules and get their delegation to agree to print the names on the ballot, there'd be no problem for them. Now, they've done just exactly what we said in every respect. And there's no legal way we can knock them out. And the council is so prepared in opinion. Now, the only thing that I know that we can give a good deal of thought to now, and I've got to quit it because, my God, the country's going to hell while I'm talking about the Freedom Party in Mississippi that's made up of 9/10 of them are questionable people that met here in a Washington hotel. You ought to look at the report the FBI's got on the individuals, Walter.
Well,
it's just shocking to you.
Uh-huh.
Call him by name. And outside of Joe Rao, it's a pretty bad bad bunch of customers. I asked them to give some thought to letting this credentials committee argue around and let them raise hell, let them talk, and let us go on and have our keynote speech and, in effect, try to get by without a roll call. And let the credentials committee not seat either one of them. Mm-hmm. Let us be procrastinating and delaying, and hell, we'll get a president nominated and a vice president too and a platform adopted. Let them be raising hell.
Yeah, well, I think that's possible.
That way you don't condone anything in Mississippi's done.
And you don't confront the issue, you just...
And then you don't violate the law. But hell, if I can ignore the law of the land today on the governor of Mississippi, it's bad precedent to ignore it on Walter Reuther tomorrow.
That's right. Well, you know, I have agreed with you all along on this because I think they made one hell of a serious tactical mistake down there. But it's very fine for us to say that. They've done the damage now. Well, I think that that's a good way out if you can handle it that way.
I don't know if we can. He said that he didn't know whether his delegation would stay in or not if we didn't. I don't know what we'll have in the South. I've been trying to get John Connally to see if he'd just kind of whisper to one or two of them and say, well, now, don't you all get too damn concerned with anybody's business but your own. But they've been meeting, you see, and they can always get 8 votes because that's all it takes to call a roll. That was a damn fool thing. I don't know why we did it, but we changed the rules. The presiding officer used to determine.
Uh-huh.
Now you got the 8 of them sign a letter. So they've got 15 states that are in sympathy with them. Just before you start, I don't know about Utah and Wyoming and states like that, but they got at least 15 just border states that are like the Southern Contingency and Maryland and Oklahoma and states like that.
Surely.
And they get 8 without any trouble. But it seems like to me, I have had them in these rum conventions, and I participate in 1 or 2 myself. One time, 44, we put in a resolution that had to support the nominee, which is Roosevelt. And they voted down the resolution.
Uh-huh.
We walked out and organized our own convention and raised hell about it. But what they could do is we could just let Dave Lawrence let them argue like hell Saturday afternoon and not reach a decision. And we could go in there Monday and have another hearing and then tell them they have to come back Tuesday.
Just procrastinate until it's too late, until it's academic.
Just let them mess around and really not to reach a decision, or if they did reach a decision, if they forced them to a decision, decide that neither one of them be seated. Because the Freedom Party's got no claim to being seated. It's got no legal right. Hell, it don't even call itself a Democratic Party.
That's right.
It's no more right than the Republican delegation that meets in Louisville come up and say we want in a Democratic convention. But what they're doing, they want to keep the governor out, and the governor's party has done exactly what Humphrey and Mansfield told them to do. Right to the letter, complied and had the convention meet, and old Ross Barnett to cuss them out and denounce them, but the governor said, well, I'm not going to give the federal government any excuse to kick me out. And
well, if they've met the legal requirements, then you can't deny them the right to be seated.
We are, though. We got to. Our fellows like Wagner and Daley, and they tell me you can't even get your credentials people in Michigan to go along.
Well, we got Diggs, you know. That's a problem with him. But I'm sure the other people will want to do what you want to do.
Well, you just check with that other credentials woman. Now, Ken O'Donnell's got another six. You got Diggs, and I don't know who it is on the credentials committee. But I anticipated something like this. So I had our people call every state and ask them, please don't put anybody on the credentials committee that won't go with us because we cannot have a roll call to Biden. And they did that. They promised me they wouldn't. Now here's where the trouble comes from. We get 2 of them from Joe Rao here in Washington, he and the person here on credentials. We get 2 of them from Michigan. We get 2 from Colorado. That is the oil, that's the O.A. Knights outfit.
Yeah.
State of Colorado. Got 1 from California that's a Negro, Congressman Hawkins. Got 2 from New York. 1 is a Negro and the other one. And I believe 2 from Chicago. 2 from Wisconsin. About 13. Now, if we could keep it under 11, we wouldn't have to have a roll call. Ken O'Donnell suggests that we let all of these folks that want to in that call a roll in the credentials committee vote not to seat the regular delegation so they can say to California, New York, Michigan, I voted against seating them. then to ask them not to sign
the roll call.
The roll call, not to sign a minority report, because it takes 11 signatures. And they can say, well, I was outvoted, the majority was against me, I didn't want to just be a nuisance and cause hell in the convention.
Sure.
And I voted for it, and I stood up where I was voted, but the vote was 80 to 15, or 20, and 41 against me, so I saw no need of just dividing the convention. He thinks that that's the way out for Michigan and for Colorado and other states.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it is or not. I rather think the best thing is just to let them have these hearings and wind up doing one of two things. Either procrastinating it and making no decision on all four of them. There's some alternates out in Oregon raising hell. Wayne Morris and Edith Green, and they're both good people, but they're fighting among themselves. We've got Munoz Marin in Puerto Rico fighting with Adam Clayton Powell. We got to have Powell's votes in Harlem, and we need Munoz Marines, Puerto Ricans in Harlem. So we don't want to offend either one of them. We got the Virgin Islands, and then we got Mississippi. Now, we don't give a damn about Mississippi, but you're going to carry Georgia for Goldwater if you run out the governor of Mississippi. Now, if they want to do it, and they think they can give us enough votes other places, and it satisfies them and makes Joe Rao happier, well, they can do it, but I don't think it's wise for the Negroes, and I think they're being against themselves, and I think I'll ask them to come in here about Friday and talk to them about civil rights and everything else, and then explain to them that they're going to cost us Texas, and they're going to cost us Georgia, and they're going to cost us Arkansas, they're going to cost us Tennessee, and they're going to cost us probably Kentucky, where we've got a sizable group of people, and maybe Missouri, because it's a divided state. And Little Dixie in Missouri is causing Simonton trouble right now.
Who are you going to invite in?
I thought the five or six Negro leaders, Roy Wilkins, Philip Randolph, the Core Man and the Snake Man, the Farmer, and John Lewis, and Whitney Young, and Martin Luther King.
Very good. That's an excellent. That's what you ought to do. You're doing.
I thought I'd say to them, now I'm talking to businessmen, I've talked to labor leaders, and I've talked to you all once after signing civil rights, but I want to report now that 6 weeks after bill signed, that we've got pretty general observers. And in the 19 states that had no public accommodations, we've only had less than 100 complaints to the Conciliation Service. And while we've had a good many demonstrations, the observance has been pretty good. Now, here's what we're going to do on the job field, and here's what we're doing in the poverty field. And then get out, and then off the record, and strictly off the record, say, now, fellas, you all can do whatever you want to your Negro groups in this country. But you're going to have the president, you're going to have the vice president, you're going to have the platform as you want it. And you've got a Congress now. But you cost me 10 votes in New York the last 10 days. And you're tearing us to pieces in the East, and you got articles saying today it's going to get down in 5% here. And I sure wish you'd start registration and quit demonstration and wait till the November here until you got something to do. And please don't get up there and wreck us at this convention.
That's a good idea, but I think you'll find...
It's not going to bother me. I can go back to Johnson City and draw $50,000 a year pension as an ex-president. And not do a damn thing but go sailing and watch my cattle. And I don't give a damn, but if they get Goldwater in here, and they're going to have one of us, and they get him to go to repealing things. I wish you'd read Marguerite Higgins' story today about a UAW auto worker. Let me read it to you.
That's an old story. Oh.